The White Waters of Colorado are churning up controversy in the state. Every year, around 500,000 people go rafting in Colorado. It's an important industry for many rural towns. But the state is divided over the question of who should be allowed to float through stretches of private property along the rivers. The topic surfaced when a private landowner wanted to ban rafting on a 2-mile stretch of river that flows through his ranch. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Benta Berkland has this story.
Rafting in Colorado is a top summer attraction, and like most tourists, these children are just along for the ride and have no idea Colorado is grappling with a decades-old law pitting landowners against recreational users.
That's awesome.
It was fun, the drop-off.
I love how, like, the waves, and we kept on yelling when it goes.
Most of Colorado's raftable rivers flow through a patchwork of public and private land. The state constitution says the waterways are open to the public for their enjoyment, but private landowners often own the riverbeds and banks. Touching an underwater rock or coming ashore could be considered civil trespassing.
This is at the heart of Colorado. You have a lot of different interests that collide, and it was just a matter of time before, you know, it was going to come to a head.
Don Zabrowski sits next to a proposed development on the Taylor River near the town of Crested Butte. He manages the property for Texas-based developer Lewis Shaw, who bought the ranch several years ago and is building an exclusive fishing community with multi-million dollar homes. Earlier this year, Shaw told two rafting companies they could no longer float along the river past his ranch.
Everyone seems to lead off with a statement that a rich Texan flies in his Learjet and wants to shut down rafting in Colorado. Well, none of those are true. My goal was simply to be able to focus on developing this as the little bit of heaven that it is and have peace.
But there was no peace this spring when the legislature stepped in and tried to pass a controversial bill giving rafters the right to float. Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg is a farmer and rancher from eastern Colorado. He argued heavily against the measure.
I labeled it as a right to trespass bill. Are we trying to set a precedent that maybe then hunters can go on our property on the Eastern Plains where we don't have rafting in the name of recreation? I think that's why we saw people from across the state get involved in this.
The bill died in May on the final day of the state's legislative session, and eventually Democratic Governor Bill Ritter had to broker a temporary compromise on the Taylor River case, giving the rafting companies floating rights for the next 4 years. After that, who knows? Matt Brown co-owns one of the companies, Scenic River Tours, and says it's been a tough situation.
I just have always believed that the rivers belong to the public. Everybody has the right to use them.
Brown and other rafters worry that because the legislature failed to act, the issue hasn't gone away. As one outfitter put it, we just took care of the immediate problem. The issue can surface at other times, on other rivers, with other players. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland.